Now, I'm going to tell you a story. Oh, if I'm in focus. All right, there we go. Let me tell you about the before time. There was the before time. This was the time when women generally aimed to be thin, and you didn't have cell phones, and you'd have to approach a girl in person and all that other stuff. This is going back in the way time, in the way back machine. And you youngins, you childwins, don't know what it's like, because now you get your stimmy checks and your parents, you could live at home and all that. But there was a time where it was sink or swim. You either supported yourself and you had a job and you'd make some money. And it pitted an epic battle, again, in the before time, where the Gen Xers went against the boomers. And the boomer bosses were evil and vile. And I hope they all die horrific deaths. I don't hope they die, because that would mean they would end and they wouldn't be able to suffer anymore. I need them to be alive and just a long, dragged out terminal cancer that slowly eats away at their body. Not to sound too hard. And one of the unenviable things that many of you will not have to endure, and I don't blame you at all, so I'm very Josh Flukian, was where your job was absolutely critical to your survival. You would not be able to eat if you didn't have your job. You wouldn't be able to make rent. You'd be homeless. You were that close, that razor edge close to being homeless, not having any food to eat. If you did not placate and make your boss happy. And so what ended up happening was this maddening, and that is the word. And I would even say PTSD has been, I'm being serious about that, where you needed to survive, you needed to get by. And if you are poor or unconnected or not networked, you just like, most, you know, 85% of Americans, like, you had to get by on your work ethic or everything. You would think that you could go and approach a company or a potential employer and say, look, here's me. I got the thing and the stuff. I'm willing to work really hard. No, because boomers, if they weren't evil enough, they came up with the HR lady. And this is going away. This is gone away. But the HR lady, if we went back even to as recently as the late 90s, maybe even the aughts, they believed in what is literal witchcraft. That's all HR was back then. It was astrology and witchcraft. And one of the most, the biggest bit of empirical evidence I could show to you that HR is, was they used to actually believe in handwriting analysis. They would analyze your handwriting and then determine whether or not you were worthwhile to come in and work for that employer. And so it didn't matter how good you were, how smart you were, how fast you were, all the traits that would make you a good employee. You, as a young man or woman, had to go past this bezonet. Is that what it was over in Dune? You had to go past this irrational, psychotic, and abusive hurdle called HR. You talk to the HR lady. And lady, now keep in mind, when I was younger, anyone older than me was a lady. Now that I look back at it, these were late 20-something, early 30-something bints who were dumber than shit and should not have been put in any particular positions of power at all. But for whatever reason, corporate America back in those times decided it was worth taking a 27-year-old who couldn't do compound mathematics, who could do exponential math, but she would assess your tie. And then they would ask you stupid questions. What kind of animal would you be and why? I'm like, look, lady, I just know Excel and I can program some models and I can underwrite your loans for you. What do you want? But that it didn't matter, because in the before time, there were 8 people applying for the same job, which is not an unironic parallel. Because when you have 8-to-1 or any kind of lopsided warp kind of skew between demand and supply, there's interesting things that comes around with that. Particularly noticeably would be the male sex drive versus the female sex drive. Men want to have sex roughly 8 times more than women. Women, I don't even know if they want to have sex. Let's just be honest. We don't know if girls care. With that guy, yeah. But generally speaking, the gross population, male, female, men would like to have sex 8 times as much as women. Women are like, kind of like, eh. And so it shouldn't be ironic or shocking that women would end up in the positions of HR, being the guardians of sex. They would also be the guardians of jobs and employment livelihood. And when you have such a skewed demand-supply relationship, there's now the room for abuse, where the HR lady would have irrational and psychotic expectations. What's your favorite color and why? That has nothing to do with the job, lady. Nothing to do with the job. Who's your favorite actor and why? I don't see why this is relevant to them. If have you ever been in the situation, lady, do you need an analyst or not? Do you need an accountant? Do you need an engineer? You need a plumber or not? But times have changed. They've kind of changed. Now, a lot of it is because I'm no longer employed in the W-2 world. I'm part of the 1099 superior race. I haven't applied for a job in years, but I've noticed that the HR lady has gone away through my clients, through my consultations, through representatives, from just people in the field. I've noticed that there's no longer the HR lady. We're like, we need a new, very important position. CFO, we need a new factory manager. We need someone very important right now. And they are no longer sending all the applicants through the 25-year-old ditz HR lady because there ain't even an HR lady anymore. Oh, there's benefits and compensation. There's employment law. But whatever happened to the 24-year-old math-impaired ditz that I had to have pelt me with questions, as would the factory manager or the CFO? Where did she go? What happened? Because you were all so proud and serious that HR was a legitimate profession, a legitimate science, and then you had your multivariate analytical interviewing techniques. What happened? Because I don't hear anyone going to the HR anymore. Ain't none of my clients been asked, like, what's your favorite color and why? So here's my question. One, did employers finally wake the F up and realize it was all bullshit? And now we don't have the witchcraft, witch shaman interpreter HR lady? Right. Or has HR always been kind of an affirmative action, let's just employ women for the sake of employing women thing, and now that's gone to CSR, corporate social responsibility, and diversity and inclusion? Is that where the witchcraft went? Is that where the shamanism went? Because I'll tell you this. I haven't applied for a job, but I don't think I ever will apply. I'll go on welfare before I'm never working for you people again. No. I tried. I'm going to have you HR ladies with your master's in human resource management. I'm going to have you pay 45% tax, and you're going to support my ass for a while. Because I'm not going through that ever again. I don't think any man or woman should have to go through an HR lady again. But isn't it interesting that corporate America kicked your asses to the curb? Like, there ain't no HR lady anymore. And all you old HR ladies who are my age or older, maybe even in your 30s or something like that, you thought you were going to be like, HR, I'm going to analyze. Like, so your industry's dead. So you're worthless. The whole thing was worthless. You're irrelevant, and you were employed. There was the HR days in the late 90s and early aughts. Ooh, you go, girl. You got the age. Now you're gone. Absent. The hiring manager is going to hire that guy or gal without your input. The HR. So that entire, we have to say at least 3 decades of HR ladies asking us, why do we wear that type of socks, belts, or buckles? Whatever these stupid questions had, it was all bullshit, huh? So your entire life, your entire career was BS. Now, The new thing, I know no one's lamenting or ruining the loss of the HR lady profession because we've all moved on to diversity and inclusion. And this is the latest bullshit marketing tactic. Where's this marketing and all that? But I just wanted to point out, that me and a generation, which is generally Gen X, we had to suffer your bullshit, your lies, your hypocrisy, and your incompetence. And not to mention your arrogance. And now it's gone. No more. And now, not a big fan of Biden, not a big fan of Money Printer Go Burr, but at least these stimmy chicks are putting you HR ladies in your place. He better this, he better that, he better. All you employers treating your employees like crap and not paying a living wage, which at this point in time, I still don't understand like why anyone would take not a living wage. But now that people are just like, nah, live at home. Now, I'll stay home and play video games and collect stimmy checks. I like the fact that now the demand to supply ratio is no more 8-1, but really more 1-1, maybe 2-1 in favor of the employees. And I haven't paid attention much to the labor market. I don't really pay attention because no one pays me. And when I did, no one cared. And I just got yelled at for telling people truths. But I'd be really curious, with this labor shortage, how much crow pie you HR ladies got to eat, if you're even HR ladies. And the fact that you're like, you're so irrelevant, all these analyses and your techniques and your witchcraft and your shamanism that you learned over at a business school. Well, if they like red, that is, studies indicate, research shows, studies suggest that that's a bad employee. Like, what's it like? When the realities of the labor market now, where employees actually have a little bit of self-respect, they're telling you to shut the F up and go take a hike. Are there HR ladies? What happened to her? What happened? Where is she? Where's the HR lady? Where's your analysis? Where's your criticism? Where's your questions? If you could be an animal, what animal would it be and why? Or now we all off to diversity and inclusion. Do you have this color skin? You do? Oh my God. Studies, research, and suggest we're all so proud of you. What's it like being a worthless human being that might as well not even be alive? What's that like? What's that like? I'm wondering how many of the HR ladies made that transition from witchcraft to diversity, inclusion, CSR. But remember the CSR, corporate social responsibility? That's like so 2008, right? Like your carbon footprint's no longer that. It's all about the diversities and the inclusions, right? You don't contribute one penny, 1 ounce of profit to the corporation. You are PR. It's all you are. You're a strong, independent women. We got value and agency. No, you don't. You're a poster. Here, look. Look at our diversities. Look, here we go. Oh, we have a division that does the diversities and the inclusions. Look here, look at Amy. Amy, look, hey, Amy, you're fat and we're proud of you. You go, girl. Please buy our product. What's it like being a shill? That's it. That's all you are. All that studying, your master's in human resources, man, that's all BS. It's out the window. It's all BS. There's employment law, that makes sense. That's a compliance, I get that. But the rest of you are charity hires. It's worse than affirmative action, but you're charity hires. You're hired to make the company look good in the modern day psychopathic government installed. Ooh, everything's about your traits you were born with. Ooh, look how woke we are. You're woke shills, you're woke posters. That's all you are. I want to know what happened to the HR lady. What happened, ladies? Where'd you go? Where's the interrogation? Are you going to ask me if you would paint your nails a certain color? What color would you paint it and why? Where'd you go? Oh, just, and I'm so happy to see you're gone. So happy to see that the labor market is a little bit more efficient because of your absence. And I don't know anyone that employs an HR lady anymore. And by God, not a big fan of the younger generations, okay? Not a fan of any generation except World War II and Korea, the silent generation. But one thing I'll grant the Gen Zers, you guys ain't taking shit. You're not. I hope you all Josh Fluke up. Like, no, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not. You're not going to pay me a living wage? Guess I'm not going to work, because why would I work for not a living wage? Not to sound like Vosh, Voosh, whatever the communist trust fund baby is. I don't know if he's a trust fund. Someone told me he came from wealth. I'm like, oh, what communist doesn't? But it's nice to know that all of you HR ladies who are no longer HR ladies, that you wasted your entire lives, your entire profession was BS, and now you know it. And now you just moved and repurposed into the diversities and in the inclusion department, which is all shilling. It's all like, hey, are you a minority? Look, another minority at our company. Now give us your money. Colin Kaepernick. And that's it. That's you. I'm so glad I'm there. I never will. There was one time, I'll tell you a very quick story. It was about a decade ago. Someone like a recruiter, like, oh, hey, a credit analyst position. I think it was a bank. Like, hey, you might want to apply to. I'm like, okay. Oh, you got to talk to HR? I'm like, nope, not talking to HR. Nope. The hiring manager either presents his ass to me and asks me the questions or not. I think it's a really good living wage. Talk to the hiring manager. There is no HR. I mean, is anyone even doing HR anymore? Does anyone even go to the interview with HR anymore? Because I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. Thank God. Thank God. Let's go through the super chats. If there are any. Dre, $2. What are you doing to show with Joshua Fluke? I could have him on. I would have to like consume more of his material to know what we talk about. I just kind of like, hey, Josh, what's up? Yes, yeah, so you're a millennial and you hate corporate America. All right, awesome. You know, I don't know. We'd have to have like even if we disagreed on something, then we could actually have a little bit of a debate or a discussion. But I'm okay, Josh. I don't know what we talk about, though. Is that it? That's it. All right. Just so you know, HR ladies, all you girls majoring in HR, nobody likes you. No one. No one. You're like the tax collectors in biblical days. Nobody likes you. We all hate you. Go away. Toodles.